Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Felitha Williams, your faith-based community nurse, and we're in the trenches again talking about health and wellness. And it's my sincere prayer that you have remained healthy, safe, and well, and that you're enduring the heat that we've been experiencing without a lot of problems. So we want to talk a little bit. It may not be a very long session, but we will be talking a little bit tonight on an article that I read, and the reason I thought that this would be a good article to talk about is because of what we're experiencing right now. So before I get started, just want to give you a little bit of update before I go into my scripture, and in encouraging you to be careful, be vigilant regarding your health care, especially if you are immune compromised or have underlying illnesses. We're having a rise in COVID again, and of course they've got several new variants that are out right now. So we want to be more diligent and taking care of ourselves. And on top of that, we did do the show on RSV. So these viruses becoming more prevalent and more virulent. They're causing an increase in hospitalization. For the most part, people are able to do well. But if you do have any condition which causes your immune system to be compromised, or if you have any underlying problems like heart problems, lung problems, diabetes, things like that, you might want to be a little bit extra careful. And I was talking to someone that works at the hospital, and if the current trend continues, they're thinking about going back into mask again. So just be very careful and watchful over your own health care, and do those things which will help you to be able to fight off any kind of virus that comes. We just have to do our own due diligence in terms of taking care of ourselves. So thought I would add that in before I get started. Okay, my scripture tonight is Hebrews 6 and 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed towards his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we've covered so much, and some things is just a repeat or update, but I began to look at the situation in Maui with the loss of property and lives there, and also hearing about the issues in California, and knowing that, we're getting into hurricane or tornado season, and things seem to be happening back to back, where a lot of times we're not able to rebound. And so when we look at these national disasters, we see that when this occurs, that it leaves a survivor suffering physically, psychologically, and they also suffer spiritually. And so the question is now is, how do we respond to address their psychological needs rather than being exclusively focused on their physical support immediately following a disaster? And if you think about it, when there is a natural disaster like what's happening in Maui and also in California, the primary focus is on the physical part of the experience. And that is only right that we do focus on that. But in turn, also, we need to also include their mental and spiritual aspect of the survivor. You know, natural disasters are commonplace. And, you know, when people go through this, we know the physical devastation, no homes or the loss of life for family members, but they're also going to suffer some psychological and spiritual aspects. And a lot of times that gets overlooked until later down the road, and we need to really find out how to incorporate all of this at one time. And we know that based on the hierarchy of life, that food, clothing, and shelter is immediate, and we don't want to not place importance on that, but we do have to look at the other aspects and at least have something in the work with that. And characteristics of traumatic events, they're dangerous, they're frightening, they're unpredictable. And so without warning, some survivors, you know, they're exposed to horrendous suffering and threat to life that causes them to feel panicky. They may feel terror. They may feel vulnerable. When you're dealing with a natural disaster, it can compromise a person's pre-crisis level of functionality from the initiation of the threat until the capability to cope efficiently is resumed. And so we don't know where people are on the scale of their coping mechanism prior to experiencing this crisis. And that's why it is so important that during these natural disasters that we look at everything concerning the individuals, certainly taking consideration physical, getting them to a safe place to where they can have some food and some shelter, but also inclusive in that is, if you don't do it immediately, at least start making plans to address their psychological and spiritual vulnerability in what is happening to them. They found out there's a profound and enduring effect on the mental health and psychological warfare that can be considerably impacted on the social and economic development, and also on the recovery efforts. That's why we feel that it is important that the immediate physical and medical necessity that occurs, definitely address that, but to also recognize there is a need for mental health services, there is a need for spiritual advice. You know, when people go through some horrible things, they begin to question God, and it just makes them more distraught with trying to come up with an answer. Why me? Why did this happen to me? And so we need to be able to have someone in those roles that can identify the trauma and then identify it first and then respond to that, and then the recovery period. And a lot of times when people go through this, you know, and I have seen people in different stages of disaster where that, why did God let this happen to me? So you need to know that their spiritual aspect is being voiced, and we need to pay attention to that. Like I said, I know we want to get them out of harm's way. We want to get everything physically done for them, but do not forget to recognize that there is a mental and spiritual aspect of their trauma that will be, you know, a result of these national disasters. When you look at post-traumatic, really usually for anyone experiencing something traumatic, it usually lasts at least 1 month, and they usually have symptoms in 4 different areas. And first is they keep re-experiencing the spontaneous memories of whatever that trauma was. And in this case, their natural disaster. They just, it's not something they want to think about, but spontaneously the memories keep coming back to them. And then they, second thing they can do, and we see this in what we call PTSD, is we see the avoidance or flight from the distressing memories. They try to avoid anything that reminds them of what has happened. And when you're dealing with a natural disaster, the avoidance is just not going to work because of the situation that you're in. The other third thing is they have negative cognition and moods, where they may be may have persistent or distorted thinking that is inappropriately, like blaming themselves or what could I have done differently or how could I have did something to prevent this activity in which they have no control over it. And then next, the fourth one is they have what we refer to as hyperarousal, and that is where a person is hypervigilant. At that point, they may engage in aggressive and reckless, or even self-destructive behavior. And, of course, they will experience some sleep disturbance. So in natural disasters, the psychological effect on survivors sometimes is often overlooked. Now, all, you know, traumatic experiences associated with natural disasters should be noted abrupt, mild, and temporary. We need to classify them so that we know how we need to deal with that. For several days, even up to weeks, survivors may struggle with sleeping or planning or concentrating or making decisions and setting priorities weeks to months after that natural disaster. They may experience intense grief or, you know, sadness. And, of course, anxiety and depression always has been noted in survivors for several years following the disaster. And so that's why it's so important that not just the physical aspect of the natural disaster experience be addressed, but also the psychological and the spiritual part of it. A lot of times people that go through natural disaster and experience PTSD, their symptoms can also be accompanied by, they may have an emotional state of anxiety and depression. They even may be social alienated, and they may have a mistrust of family, friends, and even their social system. A lot of times depression results as because of prolonged grief disorder. If the feeling of disbelief, anguish, and bitterness overlook at the time, and it does not diminish after 6 months. So that is why when reading this, I thought this was something great. We have to really get in and intervene with these people. Now, I know a lot of times that sometimes things happen in areas where we are not present. But this is something that we do need to know. And if you ever have a chance to share this, is that people will understand that the whole part of a human being must be addressed at the time that natural disasters happen. Typically, after the initial shock, we must be positioned throughout the affected community to start assessing their mental health status, and as well as their spiritual status. We want to get in so we can help intervene with them managing stress, as well as be there to provide information on resources throughout the community. And this should occur in shelters, churches, libraries, and other public facilities. And so, you know, we have to be cognizant of the fact that early intervention is going to help recovery occur much quicker. There is first psychological first aid, spiritual first aid is recommended early to survivors in the immediate aftermath of a disaster. It's very, very important that we get in there and start intervening. There are a lot of things that we can do. If it's no more than to, and that's why it's so important as a church community to, if you're in that area, to be able to, if no more than to sit and to listen and to offer comfort, because there are some things that we're not going to be able to do, but we can always be there as a shoulder to listen and to provide encouragement. Because remember what the scripture said, that he did not forget our love and how we, of course, not only minister or assist the saints, but how we minister, period. And that is anybody. Thing is early intervention on all three areas helps the person's recovery to be more effective and less likely long term. So we have to be able to get in there and give them what they need. Now, a lot of times, if you try to combat the psychological issues early following a natural disaster, hopefully this will reduce the development of PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder. And so that is the whole purpose of getting in and intervening early, because hopefully we can decrease the development of PTSD or even the prolonged grief disorder in the survivor. And we all know that early intervention is definitely much better and provides a more positive outcome in the long run. So as community leaders, even the media and clergymen, we should be able to meet the psychological issues of survivors. Spirituality can be provided survivors meaning and coherence, which assists them with eventually the integration of those negative events that has occurred in their lives to be more positive. So we don't leave it just to the to everybody to take care of their physical needs is just not enough. We as a community, as healthcare providers, as a church, need to help get in and help these people psychologically. Because the earlier we get in there, we hopefully it will be a more positive outcome. You know, we use all our skills that we have to ensure that there is an efficient, coordinated, and effective response to the emotional needs of survivors following a natural disaster. And like I said, a lot of times the focus is on the physical. And yes, we do need to deal with the physical, but they also need some kind of reassurance. They need to know that they're not alone in this and that there is somebody there that they can lean on and give them, some positive feedback, some positive reassurance. Just, you know, anytime you go through something that is traumatic, just knowing somebody is there a whole lot, that someone understands, they can, even if they haven't been through this, they can empathize with them. And we just need to think about this when we hear about these natural disasters, and also look at the fact that if it does occur in your neighborhood or anywhere in your area, that you are there to provide the assistance that they need. Because you know, if when you go through that, it's just it's bad. It's really devastating to lose things that you have, and some things are not replaceable because they're more sentimental value than anything else. But then on top of that, then to have to a loss of loved ones, you know, that makes it even more devastating for them. So what we want to be able to do is to go ahead and intervene early in all three aspects of a person who is experiencing natural disaster. And then that way, hopefully we can turn what is happening to them in a more positive light, and then also hopefully avoid the the beginning or the continuation of post-traumatic stress disorder or post-traumatic grief disorder, that hopefully, you know, that they will back bounce back and have a more positive outcome. So we need to also to be praying for those who are going through this natural disaster, do what we can to be a help to them, and remember that they not only need physical help, but they do need psychological and spiritual help. And so we want to be there for them. If no more than that, we're just praying for them. But, you know, if we ever get a chance, let's be involved, because we are a community of God, and to be involved, we need to do what we can. One of the things that we have done in the past, we've had people that have lost everything, burn up. We've had people that have gone through tornadoes, and we don't sit back and wait for other people to be involved. You know, well, somebody's going to help. No, we need to start out, move right on in, and start being involved in this issue and providing the assistance that is needed. So I hope this is beneficial for you, and hope that things go well with you. Stay healthy, stay well, stay safe, stay hydrated. And we will talk with you on next week if no issues. Have a good evening.